Hare Krishna. There is no reason for reason without a transcendental source of reason. Materialists often like to portray themselves as champions of reason. We are rational, logical, intelligent people. And they like to depict religionists as peddlers of superstition and blind faith. These people don't understand, don't have any logic, any common sense, any rationality. And in this way, they try to paint themselves as white and religionists as black. However, the reality is quite opposite. The very reason that materialists claim to champion has no reason to exist in their materialistic worldview. Let's understand how. The materialistic worldview holds that matter is all that exists, or even matter is all that matters, or at least matter is all that matters. So there is functional materialism, which says that matter is all that matters, and whether something exists beyond matter or not, it doesn't matter to us. And there are fanatical materialists, who are usually among the most aggressive and vocal and most intolerant of religious beliefs. And these fanatical materialists say that matter is all that exists. There is nothing that exists beyond matter. Now, once this worldview comes up, that matter is all that exists, what is its consequence? Matter has no consciousness. Now, the chair on which I am sitting doesn't have any consciousness. The walls which are there above me, they don't have any consciousness. They're just made of dead matter. Now, materialists may try to do some fantastic leap of imagination by which they say that matter will somehow produce consciousness. But overall, that has never been either experimentally demonstrated nor even theoretically explained how it may happen. So, far more universal is our experience that there is matter which doesn't have any consciousness, and there are conscious beings which are separate from matter. So the table, chair on which I am sitting, I doesn't have consciousness, I have consciousness. So now, once we understand this point, that matter does not have any consciousness, then if there is no consciousness, then there is no reasoning capacity at all. And if everything is made of matter, then the world around us is made of matter, and the brain inside us is also made of matter. And matter is unconscious, matter is dead. So there is no reason why the matter around us in the world should have organized itself in a logical way that would be intelligible to our intelligence. You know, the matter could have organized itself in any way, any random way. Why did the matter have to organize itself in a logical way intelligible to our intelligence? Not only that, our brain could have been organized in any way also. Why did our brain become organized in such a way as to include the rational faculty, as to include the capacity for logical analysis? The capacity for logical analysis is not a primary survival skill. If survival of the fittest is the defining principle by which nature governs itself, as is the belief of naturalists, of materialists, then capacity for logical thinking is in itself not a survival skill. So why should our brain organize itself? And there are a lot of issues which come up over here, that there is no reason essentially why the external world should be organized to reflect a logical order, nor should the internal human brain be organized in such a way as to be able to discern that order. So, there is no reason for reason in the materialistic worldview at all. And that's why materialists claiming to be champions of reason are like illiterates claiming to be champions of literacy. The illiterates, they have no literacy at all, and they cannot be claiming to be champions of literacy. Similarly, materialists who can't explain in whose worldview there is no reason for reason. How can they be the champions of rationality? Actually, in one sense, the illiterates are in a better situation than the materialists. Because the illiterates can become literates. But the materialists, if they are to move from irrationality to rationality, then they have to move towards accepting a non-material dimension within their worldview, a non-material source of reason. And once they accept a non-material aspect to existence, then they're no longer materialists. They become non-materialists. That means materialists cannot be rationalists as long as they remain materialists. And the only way they can become material rationalists is by becoming non-materialists and acknowledging a non-material source of reason. Now, what is this non-material source of reason? That is the absolute truth, who is the source of everything. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.8, that absolute truth is identified. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. And one who understands me thus becomes wholeheartedly devoted to me, for such a person becomes buddha, truly wise. So when we understand that the absolute truth is the source of everything, everything includes reason. So it is that absolute truth who by his own supreme intelligence, which includes the capacity for rationality, has overseen the arrangement of the outer world so that it reflects a rational order. And that supreme truth is the source of everything, including our intelligence also. So it is by his arrangement that we have an intelligence with its various attributes, including the attribute of rational faculty. So it is actually this understanding of a transcendental source of reason that gives reason a reason for existence in the world and in the head, inside, outside and inside. And it is the Bhagavad Gita also describes that those who understand the absolute truth to be source of everything, they truly become wise. And this, as rationality is an aspect of wisdom. Wisdom has many features, one of which is rationality. So the wise devotees who devote themselves to the absolute truth, they are actually having a worldview that properly explains why reason is present in the world. So it is the devotees who are actually the true champions of rationality. And it is the materialists who are the peddlers of irrationality, the propagators of the irrational belief system that matter is all that exists. And in contrast, the devotees are the champions of rationality because they understand the reason for reason's existence in the transcendental source and sustainer of all reason, that is Sri Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.